Hallelujah. Thank and praise God for being in the house of the Lord today. Thank and praise the Lord for being back in Nashville. Hallelujah. Over the seas, over the waters for so long. You're just looking at the waters. You know, think about when the Lord came and there was just water. And then that's what we saw, for water for 5 days, nothing but water. And you looked out and said, look at the Lord. And at night, when you used to look at the skies and the water would hit up against the ship, the cruise ship, and it was amazing at what our Lord can do and what he has done. Hallelujah. And if you do have any burdens, if you truly give them to the Lord, he will show you the way. He will help you through them. You know, oftentimes God doesn't take the burden completely away from you. You know, but he gives you something to pray for and to pray about. But he walks you through it. Hallelujah. So many trials and tribulations that I have had, that we've had. But the Lord, in the trial and in the tribulation, the Lord is with me, with us. He holds your hand. He helps you maneuver through it till you get to the other side. Hallelujah. Because you will. Hallelujah. If you hold on to the unchanging hand of God, you will truly get to the other side. Hallelujah. I just thank God for today. I thank God for Bread of Heaven Church. I thank God for, it's 9:30. Come, if you'd like to come somewhere where you love to life, hallelujah, the Lord will bless you. I promise you, the word will bless you. I promise you will not leave here in a void. You will leave here filled. At least you will leave here loved, because we love every single person that walks in that door. Hallelujah. We love you on Facebook if you let us know you're there. Hallelujah. Praise God for those that are watching. And we just know, and we just know that you're receiving the blessings of the Lord as you hear the word. Just, and come see us, 2430 Jefferson Street. We love to have you at 9:30. Come and bless us as we bless you. So as our pastor comes forward, hallelujah. You want to praise God also for, we have an extra person on the base today. Amen. Amen. We want to praise the Lord for him. What is our brother's name? Brother Matt. Amen. We're so glad to have Brother Matt here. We just hope he hangs in there. Amen. And the Lord will bless you. I promise you. I promise you. So our pastor's coming. It's this Russell, my pastor, my husband, my best friend, my true love, Russell T. Perkins, will bless us with a sermon today to get you through the rest of the week. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Those of you who can, Sister Cartwright, don't worry about trying to stand through the prayer unless you just feel like it. Stand for prayer. Heavenly Father, almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, everywhere present, and very much longed for, in the precious name of Jesus we come. And we lift you high, Lord, in this place. Lord, because you're worthy of praise, because of who you are, because of your mighty works toward the children of men, because your faithfulness, Lord, because your word is sure in an uncertain world. Lord, we praise you with what we got. We come in your glorious name. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for being an awesome and a mighty God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy renewed every morning. We thank you, Lord, that you have been gracious toward us, Lord, and have not dealt with us according to our iniquity, but out of your abundant grace, according to your riches in glory. So, Lord, we come in this house, Lord, glad, thankful, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, knowing that you allowed us to be here, Lord. We're here for a purpose, hallelujah. And Lord, we're here to glorify your holy name and to sing praises, hallelujah, to pray together, to love together, to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. To call on your name in joy. Hallelujah. To sing. Hallelujah. To play. Hallelujah. To worship in spirit and in truth, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want you to get maximum glory, Lord, when all is said and done today. So bless the saints one by one, those who are traveling, those who are not feeling well, those who have family issues, whatever. Lord, we ask that you bless and step in. Hallelujah. How excellent is your name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your word declares your name shall be praised. We praise you, Lord, with everything that we have. And it is in the precious name, hallelujah, of the stone that the builders rejected. It is in the precious name of Jesus we come. Amen. 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 While you're standing, we're going to go to Psalm 73. It is a psalm of Asaph. It is often described as a psalm of lament or a psalm of wisdom. Praise the Lord. And we know that Asaph was a musician. Hallelujah. Appointed by David to serve in the worship of the Lord. Let's go to verse 21. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. It's good that when the Lord gets a grip on you, right? Verse 4, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there's none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. Verse 28, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. We trust God will bless the reading of the word. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is a powerful scripture. I'll lay a little groundwork in a minute, but I want to go back to verse 26 in the reading. It says, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God, Elohim, is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Some translations, instead of the word strength there, at least five or six of them, say rock. God is the rock of my heart. That's my topic. The rock of my heart. Hallelujah. This psalm starts out, that's why they call it a lament. Sad. Asaph is looking at the prosperity of the wicked and saying, that can't be right. And sometimes we have that sense, hallelujah, that the people that don't love the Lord, the people that are full of themselves, seems like they're prosperous. It's an age-old sentiment that sometimes we have to deal with in life. So verse 2 and 3, I'll read that, of Psalm 73. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And then verse 17, things begin to change dramatically, maybe at 15, but 17 capitalizes it. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood therein. I understood what would happen to the wicked. I had a view of things, not just as what's going on day to day, but there's an eternal purpose and that there's an eternity. And God sets things in order. And then we go back to God talking to Moses in the book of Deuteronomy. Just stay with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I think I know where I'm going. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 32, 35. The Lord is talking to the man of God, Moses. Long time before the scripture recorded in Psalm 73. The scripture, the events leading up to Psalm 73 was about 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. And here, even more years before that, we hear the kind of the same kind of concept. But God is talking. He says, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Recompense means retribution. Their foot shall slide in due time. Hallelujah. The ones that seem like they're getting away with it. The ones that seem like they living high on the hog but not giving God the glory. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. Hallelujah. It's going to happen kind of quick. Praise the Lord. And so, while we're going through this, while we're on this pilgrim journey, while we're dealing with ups and downs, disagreements, misunderstandings, aches in the knee, having a bad day, wake up in the morning, don't even know why, you're crying on your pillow early in the morning, nobody's had a chance to cuss you out yet, but still, we deal with all these kinds of issues, and then we look at those that are openly defying our God. Hallelujah. And we wonder where the justice is. But let me tell you, the last thing anybody in here and anybody on Facebook is wanting some justice. We better get some mercy. We better get some grace. Hallelujah. But we serve a God who is just, who meets out justice. Hallelujah. And he sets things in order, and we got to trust him. Hallelujah. And when my feet almost slip, and be careful, you know, I don't want to hurt myself. When we think about the way things may be going or the way that they may seem, hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is, hallelujah, that we know our way to the sanctuary, just in verse 17. We know, and that word in the Hebrew sanctuary is plural. Hallelujah. Praise God. To me, that indicates, hallelujah, it doesn't have to be something ornate. It does not have to be packed with people. It's better to be packed with people, but it doesn't have to be. Hallelujah. I like the big, beautiful churches with the ornate things and the scriptures on the walls and the beautiful edifices for the glory of God, but it doesn't have to be. Hallelujah. We can find, hallelujah, a place of sanctuary, hallelujah, in the midst of a drug infested neighborhood like this church is in. We can find a place of sanctuary. Because it's something about coming into the house of the Lord. I love Facebook. I love remote. It gave us an option when we could not legally or safely gather. Praise the Lord. In close quarters, there were rules, there were governmental statutes and edicts and pronouncements and decrees, hallelujah, that as men and women of God, we obeyed, praise God. We would not stop worshiping. We kept on worshiping. Facebook is good, hallelujah. I thank God for each of you on Facebook, praise God. I thank God for those who will listen later, maybe through audio, maybe through video. I thank God, but there's nothing, hallelujah, like coming into the sanctuary, coming into the house of the Lord, hallelujah, coming, hallelujah, praise God, to give God the glory, praise the Lord, because something will dawn on you, praise God, while you're in the sanctuary, like it happened to Asaph, hallelujah. He got his turnaround in the sanctuary. Things began to look up, praise God, and he wasn't worried no more about the prosperity of the wicked. He wasn't worried no more about how it seemed unfair. He had a God that is forever with him, a God that gripped him by his hand, the scripture said, hallelujah. And don't you love a God, hallelujah, that won't let you go, that won't leave you to your own devices, who cares about you, hallelujah, even if you start out wrong, praise God. But he brings you to the sanctuary to work on you. He brings you to the sanctuary so you can get a glimpse of his glory. He brings you to the sanctuary, praise God, because he's trying to do something with you and for you and through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank God. When our heart would go this way or that way, we serve one that in plain terms, hallelujah, said in verse 26, it says, God is the rock of my heart. It says strength in many versions. It means the same thing. Hallelujah. He is the anchor of my heart. He's the foundation. He's the refuge. Hallelujah. He's the undergirding. He keeps me from shifting to the left or to the right. He keeps me grounded. Hallelujah. He is the rock of my heart. And he's the rock of our salvation. He is the stone that the builders rejected. He is the Jesus deliverer. Hallelujah. The Messiah. The one. Hallelujah. Praise God. That was in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise God, hallelujah. This is Jesus, hallelujah, who came out of obscurity, who came from a place called Nazareth. He grew up there, and they said, what good thing can come out of Nazareth? What good thing can come out of Jefferson Street, or wherever you live, or wherever you came from, or wherever grandmama them came from, hallelujah, is not what it looks like. It's not what it feels like sometimes. You got to have your heart grounded in the one who says, I got you in my grip. Now let some circumstance or some enemy or some foul spirit try to grip you from my hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The rock of our heart. What does that phrase, the strength of our heart, the God is the rock of our heart, what does that really mean? That means that we're going to have our moments, hallelujah, hallelujah, when our feet almost slips, our heart almost gives up, hallelujah. We get to the place, praise God, where we get tired. I got the words of a song written down, because I think I remember them, but I want to make sure. I won't be up here making up a new song. You know, we got a songwriter in our church. We're not going to call his name. We made up some new lyrics on one of our calls. But I heard the voice. See, I didn't call nobody's name. I'm looking at him, but I'm not going to call his name. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thy weary one. Lay down thy head upon my breast. Hallelujah. That sounds like somebody who needs the rock. I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad, I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Hallelujah. The rock of my heart. Hallelujah. When times were rough, when we stood at grave sites, when I presided over the burial service of our son, when we went to bedsides, when we saw loved ones who had lost a lot of weight and who weren't doing well, when money wasn't right, when we felt unsure of what we were doing in our life, wondered, did God really call us to this, or did God really call us to that, or is this where God wants us to be, or is that some other place, and wondering and not sure. And then somehow by God's grace, we stumbled into that secret place. We stumbled into that sanctuary. We stumbled into that spiritual safe house. Hallelujah. And God ministered to us. Just where we are. There was one sermon preached, and all the people there took whatever God gave them out of that sermon for their relief and their hurt. And if you had interviewed them after the service, they may have said 10 or 20 or different things that the preacher said that supernaturally ministered to where they were. Because there's a supernatural feeding that takes place when God's word is declared, particularly in his sanctuary. You can preach anywhere. You can preach on the street corner. You can preach in the park. You can preach at a mall. Hallelujah. You can preach anywhere. His word is powerful. Hallelujah. But what I'm saying, when you get to the secret place, when you get to the sanctuary, when you get to the place where people are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when the word is declared, praise God, against the odds of the world and the generation that we live in, against what's going seems to be carrying the day, against what seems to be working out for other people, praise God. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord lifted in the sanctuary against what we see in our world. When we declare, hallelujah, and preach about love, hallelujah, and everybody else is mad, and everybody else is hateful, hate-filled, and everybody's trying to own everybody else, praise God, we find a sense of peace because we know, hallelujah, that he won't leave us. He's with us. He's going to bless us. He's going to be sure. He does not change. In him is no variableness and no shadow of changing. Hallelujah. He's God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise from everlasting to everlasting. He's God. He will do what he said he's going to do. He will be who he said he's going to be. He will be with you in the troubled time. Praise God. And when your heart is kind of wishy-washy, praise God. Hallelujah. He will send you a reminder in the secret place that he's the rock of your heart. Hallelujah. No need to worry. Just give it to the Lord. And he will bless you. He will give you peace. Hallelujah. I love it that we have a certain God in uncertain times. I love it, hallelujah, that we can sing the Lord's song in a strange land and in a strange time. I love it, hallelujah, that he sees us in the middle of our struggles. He watches us struggle, and sometimes he just lets us struggle a little bit. He was on the shore watching the disciples struggle, roaring furiously, the word of God says, and there was a storm raging. They thought they were getting ready to die. He's on the shore just chilling and just waiting, you know. And then he didn't rush out. He just kind of walked out like this on the water. He wasn't in no hurry. He was teaching them a lesson about trusting. He was teaching them a lesson, hallelujah, that what slipped up on you might have been a surprise, but wasn't no surprise to him. Hallelujah. He knows how to do it in the moment that he needs to do it in the fullness of time. He knows how to do it.
He knows how to come to our rescues. Hallelujah. When we are like that song, weary, worn, and sad. Hallelujah. But it ain't what it looked like. I told y'all before, my mother used to make this little pudding, usually on a Sunday afternoon. And she said, y'all, I think I'm going to make a sad pudding today. What that means was whatever's in the cupboard. If we didn't have baking powder, we make it work. If the flour was low, we make it work. If the sugar was low, we make it work. Hallelujah. A sad pudding. It might not be all that fluffy, but we're going to make it sad pudding. And we would be so excited. Oh, my goodness, how excited we were. A sad pudding from Mama. And she fixed that thing up. We waiting. Can I lick the spoon? Somebody would call the spoon. Somebody else would call the bowl. Somebody get the spoon. They would lick the spoon. That'd be it for them. I wanted the bowl. I get another spoon, I might get two or three spoons full out of licking the bowl. So we already getting it, but we trying to fight over the bowl, you know. We fight over the bowl, don't we, Saints? Before the finished product comes out. We call dibs on this and this on that, and God is trying to bring us out what looked like a sad pudding, praise God. But don't look like it. It don't look like what the big churches and the cathedrals got, but it's not a sad pudding, praise God. Just trust me. And she bring that sad pudding up, and then we bring it. It'd be hot. She'd say, well, you can't eat it right now. It's got to settle. Oh, come on now. We've been waiting. We've been licking spoons and licking everything we can lick. Where the sad pudding at? And then finally, basically a sad pudding is a pound cake. Hallelujah, made out of whatever was in the cupboard. And that thing was the most delicious golden brown thing you ever had in your life. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. What we go through sometimes, hallelujah, it looked like it's going to be a sad pudding, right? But we have to wait and let God work this thing out to fruition. Hallelujah. Now, I could have gotten in there if they went out of the room and got me some potholders and got it out and start trying to stir it up and put my ingredients in it. Isn't that what we do? We can't wait till the pudding is done. We got to mess with it. We're dealing with a difficult person, right? We pray to the Lord. We see what the word says, a soft answer turneth around away at a wrath, right? Get through praying and then go cuss the person out, right? We prayed about it. We gave it to the Lord. Then we decided to handle it out of court. Hallelujah. To handle it ourselves. Praise the Lord. We didn't let the sad pudding get through. Praise God. But if you wait on that sad pudding, if you wait on what God has for you, praise God. If you wait on what the Lord has prepared and cooked up for you, it may sound like a sad pudding to somebody on the outside looking in, but it's like your parents doing your Christmas gifts, fixing up something for your birthday, and you don't know nothing about it. And it's like, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither has it entered into the mind of us what the Lord has prayed for those who wait. Let the Lord get the cooking in your life. Let the Lord get through what he's doing. Let him fix up the recipe for you. Hallelujah. And while you're waiting, he is the rock of your heart. He will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. And sometimes you got to get to that quiet place, that sanctuary place. Hallelujah, that place set aside for his glory so that when you walk in, you're reminded of the promises that he won't leave us or forsake us. We're reminded that we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We're reminded that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We're reminded, hallelujah, that he is our shield and exceeding great reward, that he is our help, he is our abode, he is our dwelling place in all generations, he is our hope in every situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when you're sad and you got a sad pudding, you're waiting on a sad pudding, praise God, hallelujah, you might not know what God will do for you. What sounds kind of skimpy, and it gets kind of skimpy sometimes. Even our patience, hallelujah, gets skimpy sometimes. Even our joy, hallelujah, sometimes is not where it should be in light of who God is. Hallelujah. And we need to learn how to wait. And while we're waiting, make our place to the sanctuary. Make our way to the secret place. Make our way, hallelujah, to the place where you and God, hallelujah, can have a little talk. Hallelujah. That you can tell him all about it. That you can present it at his feet. He already knows all about it, but he wants you to put it into the jurisdiction of heaven. And once you put it into the jurisdiction of heaven, instead of trying to carry it yourself, even though you are not designed to carry it, there was blood shed on Calvary's tree, so you wouldn't have to carry it. Praise God. But you got to give it to the one, hallelujah, has power to do something about it. Praise God. And everything that happens that's not good in our life is not the devil. Praise God. Stop praising him for everything that he does. Hallelujah. The devil didn't have nothing to do with that storm that blew up and Jesus walked up on water. Quit giving him the praise for everything that goes wrong. Hallelujah. Sometimes, let me lay this on you. It's from a quote I read recently. Praise God. And just imagine this. When something terrible happens, for example, you lose somebody in your family, dies, and the first thing you want to say, devil is busy. Well, the devil is busy. So what? He can't do anything. He can't cause you to stub your toe unless the Lord gives him permission to do it. Praise God. No weapon formed against you is able to prosper. Hallelujah. He has to ask for permission. So, quote I read recently, I can't get it just right. Hallelujah. I hope it blesses somebody. But it was something like this. Praise God. When something terrible happens, somebody in your family dies, for example. Hallelujah. The only person that could stop it, the only being that could stop it is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his heart is also broken. How you know? Jesus at Lazarus' tomb, crying, groaning, but he had the power to stop it. The only being with the power to stop it is God. And his heart is broken too. And he did not stop it for reasons that ain't our business. Reasons unknown to us. Hallelujah. So it ain't always the devil. Hallelujah. Sometimes God allows something terrible to happen. Hallelujah. And his heart is just perhaps even more as broken as ours is, and he didn't stop it for reasons we don't understand or know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he does not leave us. He says, verse 23, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Isn't that good news? Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Hallelujah. I didn't even always know it. Hallelujah. But he gripped his child through the trouble. He gripped your hand through the quicksand. He through the storm, through the pain. Hallelujah. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me. Glory. Whew. Hallelujah. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire by thee. Whom in heaven? No angel? Hallelujah. Whom in heaven but thee? Who else could have stopped it but me? Hallelujah. But lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what it looks like, saying, don't worry when it looks like the prosperity, the wicked are prospering. Don't worry about what looks like a lack of consequences. Don't worry about when it seems so hard to you, you do one little thing wrong, hallelujah, and then it ends up in some kind of big mess. Praise the Lord. Don't worry about it, hallelujah, praise God. So you just got to get to the sanctuary of God, hallelujah, and then understand, hallelujah, that there's an eternal God, hallelujah, that there are eternal consequences for what we do, hallelujah, and hallelujah, those who seem like they're on top of the world. The scripture says that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And Deuteronomy 32:35 says their foot shall slide in due time. Hallelujah. I'm closing. There is, hallelujah, a name, hallelujah, that we can call on. Hallelujah. In the cartoons when I was growing up, there was a cartoon character called Mighty Mouse. I know y'all who have not ever heard of him, he'd be flying and patrolling over the city, a mouse with a cape on, flying over the city. And there was somebody, he would hear somebody say, Mighty Mouse, Mighty. And he'd come down and fly down and come to the rescue. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have a God that will hear our faintest cry. Hallelujah. He'll answer, as the song said, by and by. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have a Savior, hallelujah, that endured the contradiction of sinners, allowed them to spit on him and beat him, hallelujah, beat his back, praise the Lord, pierce him in his side, pierce him in his hands and feet, pierce him in his head with a crown of thorns. Hallelujah. That same Savior, hallelujah, who cried out on the cross, it is finished, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. In the Greek, that translates to tetelestai. In other words, it means paid in full, praise God. Hallelujah. Your sin and my sin, my dysfunction and your dysfunction. Hallelujah, it is finished, praise God. Hallelujah. We got a new name and a new walk and a new testimony and a new opportunity, and we got a new joy, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We can walk in the fullness. We can have joy, hallelujah, when it don't feel so joyful. We can praise the Lord in uncertain times because we serve a certain God. Praise the name of the Lord. We can praise him, hallelujah, when we don't know what to do. We can praise him when we think we know what we're good to do. We can praise him, hallelujah, when it seems like it's cloudy outside. We can praise him, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, when everything seems clear. We can praise him, praise God, hallelujah, when we gather around by loving family, hallelujah. We can praise him when we all by ourselves, hallelujah, shut up in our own trouble, praise God. But after a while, we bring out the praise key, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and praise him, hallelujah, praise him with everything that we got. There's a name, hallelujah, given under heaven where we can be saved. That name is Jesus, praise God. That name carries, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus with it. That name, hallelujah, carries redemption. That name carries victory. That name, hallelujah, allows us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That name, hallelujah, allows us get it adopted into a family that we could never get in, hallelujah, except by grace, except by faith, except by repenting, except by being blood washed. Praise God, we could never get into that family. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. There's a name, praise the Lord, hallelujah, we can fight with in the midnight hour. That name, hallelujah, is Jesus, hallelujah. We can call on him when we don't, hallelujah, have any strength. We can call on him, hallelujah, when we're in bed hurting, we can call on him, hallelujah. When nobody checks on us, hallelujah, we can call on him, hallelujah. When our wives go on a three-week cruise and don't invite us, we can call on them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I had to throw that in. We can call on him. We can call on him. No matter what it looks like. He's the rock of my heart. Hallelujah. He's the rock of my heart. Hallelujah. That's why rain or sleet, snow, 100 degrees outside, hallelujah, if it's humanly possible, on Sunday morning, you'll find me here in the sanctuary calling on his name. My heart could be broken 50 million pieces. If the Lord gives me strength to be here, it's something about the place. It's something about the name. It's something about getting in secret with the Lord, even in your own house. There's a sanctuary there if you will allow it. Hallelujah. And you get into that place where it's just you and God, and you can lay your burdens down. Like the song would say, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, hallelujah, I feel better. Pray, hallelujah. You know, I can't explain it, but I feel better. Hallelujah. So much better. Hallelujah. Since I gave Jesus my burdens, hallelujah. And since I laid them at his feet, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And every round, hallelujah, it gets higher and higher. Since I laid my burdens down, since I gave my burdens to the rock of my heart, hallelujah, I can stand on solid ground. When the enemy comes in like a flood, hallelujah, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. When my heart is overwhelmed, he will take me to a rock that's higher than I. He will bless me when I don't feel blessed. He will bless me when I don't know what to do. He will bless you, praise God, hallelujah, when it seems like everything's stacked up against you, praise the Lord, and that there's no relief in sight. He will give you relief in the sanctuary. He will give you relief in the prayer closet. He will give you relief, hallelujah, in the quietness of calling on his holy name. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that, hallelujah, God is the rock, the strength of my heart. God is the rock, the strength of the hearts of the people of God. Hallelujah. And all God's people said, all God's people said, all God's people said, all God's people who love him in the sanctuary said, amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify this word. Bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.